The real understanding and discovery of the self, in fact, neutralizes this seed of identity in us that functions as person. And I say this because then when that happens, or as it is happening, you'll find that whatever situation or environment you find yourself in, without any preparation, you'll relate at the appropriate level without feeling that you lose anything of your essential being. You have not compromised yourself simply because you understand that the world is going to perceive as it does, and you have no power over that. You have no power to say, look, you know, refer to me as I am. No, you're. They're going to see you the way they have always perceived you, like that. No, and something inside knows this and has space for that, understands that. You see, like some people, they have taken a new name, and then they accept. They're enjoying their new name, and they go and they say to their family and their friends, "No, I took a name, and you know, as from this day, you know, my name is been like this, and I'm happy if you use that." And many people say, oh, this is very nice, very good. We'll try and use it as often. Forgive us if we forget sometime and whatever. But some people go, no, as long as you're there, I know you as this. And that's what I'll... So you have no power to do that. You understand also that that is the way the society has always functioned. Everybody regard themselves as a person. I am a person. When we leave our home, when you get out of bed and you step out, you sometimes unconsciously... you already present yourself as a person. I am this person. So when you already accept your own personhood, then you send a kind of psychic signal to the world, I am a person, and I'm stepping out into a world presently of 8 billion persons, and so it's all very personal. And of course, people treat you like a person, you see. As you discover your own divine being, something changed, even without saying anything to anybody at all. You see? You don't require of them that they treat you anyway. You don't require of them, even if they call you, hello, come here, doggy, come. You know, something goes. It's almost as though something becomes so innocent in it. And then somehow you find the people go, oh, yes, we're having a birthday, please come, it's fantastic. And you may feel, why not? You can go. And they may ask you a question like, I like your personality, or this person, what do you think of them? And you don't enjoy. And somehow in your power, you're able to say, you know what, I don't really have any interest in that. And not feel strange about it, even if they do. But my feeling is that if you are comfortable in your own skin, people will be comfortable with you. Even if you have to say things that are unconventional. But if you are certain in your own place, you're not trying to promote anything, you're not trying to demonstrate any spirituality, you are simply being true. You see? And you don't mind if they go, really? I said, yeah. Oh, wow. They may just say, oh, interesting. You see? But you're expecting going to go, my God, where did you come from? And even if they said that, you could still be okay. You say, well, I don't know actually where I come from. What are you speaking about, old boy? But something is grounded in that, and you'll be fine. You see? And it's much more stressful to feel that, you know, look, I don't feel I'm somebody, and, you know, I would like people to be less people and be more nobodies. No, you cannot do that. You just be grounded in you and continue like you are, like this, you see? But it's not something that you do. It's not like today, you know, I'm really being completely nobody. I'm not a person, I'm a non-person. No, it's a consequence of your seeing. It's not an attitude you have. Truth is not an attitude. Truth is just what is. And when you move in what is-ness, nobody argues with you. Nobody argues with the truth, actually. They don't. But they'll argue with something pretending to be true. But with the truth, when you and what you say are the same, nobody argues with you. Well, the power won't come in them to do it. They have to gang up to do it. By themselves, they won't have the power to do that. Such is the power of the true. And you cannot fake the truth. You may fool a few, but it comes back on you. Just be yourself as you find out. If something feels here like I don't see where the person is, what is the person? This may even come up for you in your inquiry, you know? Naturally, you know? When your question, you know, the sense I comes, but what is I? And you look in your stillness to see what comes up. You punch in I in your own inner Google, and what comes up? Nothing is coming up. If you go to the upper Google, the attic Google, he has a lot to tell you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, you are the super consciousness, you know. You are this, you're the absolute. But nothing is still dry. But when you come to that seeing, like, but when you refer to person, what exactly do you perceive as a person? Yes, my conditioning. Conditioning has a certain way to express itself and so on. But does it necessarily come with the label person even? Certain behavior and certain flavors of expression are unique to your form. We enjoy the uniqueness, you see? And yet at the same time, fundamentally, you are this unchanging awareness at the same time, you see? So don't worry for that. In fact, it is good that life sometimes throws you out into the great sea to then swim your swim, so that you find people who treat you like a person because that's all they know. You see? And you, in your own universality, know perfectly in the moment how to deal with something. You see? Even this is too late and too much for me to say. You don't know how to deal with something. It just unfolds in you spontaneously. You see? You know what a freedom it is to move into any place unprepared? Not unprepared like, you know, you're going for a job interview and you just show up with, you don't even know what you're going for. I don't mean unprepared like that. I'm talking about somehow unprepared that you don't need to prepare to be what you are. And in your own natural juices, whatever is required, somehow something arises that is completely appropriate to the needs of the moment, and with such freshness that you yourself might be watching it or hearing it for the first time also. This is life. This is aliveness, you see. If you're already going and everything you do is a rehearsal, is the outcome of some rehearsal, some old tired story you're telling again for the 17,000th time. And so in the real life, something is even beautifully surprise yourself. I'm saying these things, but I don't want to say too much about it because it's not a big deal. Life takes care of life. It is happening. Who are you in it? This is going to be your beautiful discovery. You see? But to live a life without having any fundamental expectations of anybody, this is a great freedom also. Then you find that you're almost totally, you're almost unshockable. Because something inside has switched off the button of how things should be. You follow? If you don't have, this is how things should be, then your life exudes such space and freedom that every being, even conditioned ones, they have an intuitive response, unexpected, involuntary response when they come into the presence of presence. Who knows this thing? Yes. So you don't have to go ahead of yourself preparing things. You simply move in your own way. Something is just like that. Our inmost being yearns, you see, for this freedom again. Not life by numbers. Somehow it's move. Or not move. Whatever the life force expresses in terms of the dynamic expressions of life, let it be there. What does it do to you? Nothing at all. Except somehow through the expression, your physical and dynamic expression, the joy that arises out of the heart, no? Somehow infuses your activities also, are touched by them. Without any technique. You don't need technique. We don't want somebody who's... You're meeting someone with any technique. Why you want to learn how to meet people? How to be in this type of company? This is not good. You're not fresh. You see? You're just a sardine. You're going around... When people talk to you, you learn how to, And all practice thing, you are life itself, no? Not just living life, you are life itself. And at the same time, the weakness of life. So it is good that you have to go out to be in the space where people move and have a certain dynamicness, and to be in this world and be comfortable also. The Buddha is comfortable in every environment. You may have to go to hell and meet Mr. Beelzebub, have a cup of hot coffee, and still hold your... Be resting in your own presence. Don't have, sorry, I can't go there. They don't like people like me. No. Throw this out. Don't define yourself. To define yourself is to confine yourself. This is why I say nothing greater than emptiness. In emptiness is allness is there. Every word I say to you, it is true. If you follow, you see. I don't even ask you only to believe. Follow and see what you discover inside.